McCarty.
Here.
Chairman Shad.
Here.
I'm sorry. Governance Committee, Erie County Water Authority, meeting of May 31st, 2018, Commissioner Carney.
Here.
Commissioner Shad.
Here.
Reading of the minutes.
I'll move to waive the reading of the minutes.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Approval of the minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes of the meeting of May 23rd, 2018.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Reports. We have none. Communication and bills. We have none. Unfinished business, none. New business, response letter to the ABO relative to the ABO report.
Okay. Let's pass this out. Okay. So, I've taken all the comments of the members of the committee, and Terry and I prepared a first draft. It was circulated to and so we're clear on this, so we didn't violate any provisions of the open meeting law. Chairman Shad got a version, and Chairman Carney got a version, and they were both instructed to make sure that they sent their comments back to Terry and I. And taking everybody's comment, this is now, I think, going through everything that everybody suggested based on the first draft, and the first draft was based on everything we talked about at the last 2-hour governance meeting. So why don't you take a minute and read it over, like this is the final draft, and then we can go through each of the red lines to say, is that how we want it, or what's the final decision? Because this is the first time we're seeing this collectively in an open meeting. One thing I wanted to ask you, which we haven't discussed, but it's funny, the ABO website, the one thing you can't find on the ABO website is who are the people who work at the ABO, who's it? But I was able to find the name of the director through LinkedIn. So when I started drafting, I didn't want to say to whom it may concern. So this is the individual who's the director. Yeah, he was appointed, his term is up, he was appointed by the governor, his term is up in 2020. So he has a 4-year term there. But I thought it was appropriate, since he's the head of the agency, to address the letter to him. But that was my view. I don't really care. What do you want to do?
Did you talk with the staff that did the review?
No, but I could ask them. I could verify.
Ask them and then... And maybe if it goes this way, at least copy them on the thing so there's no glitch where one hand doesn't know what the other hand does.
Well, I think what will happen is we still wasn't been instructed to email it to the info. So I think it's one of those things that it will go to generically to them. We'll mail it to the director today, and the secretary said he'd like to have it sent by overnight mail. And our deadline's tomorrow, but we're going to email it today to the info. So I think when it gets into the info, it's then sent, because it will be in a PDF, to everybody they want to see it. But I figure on an official thing, it would seem like, since you both commissioners will be signing this, that it should go to the head of the agency. But I don't recall
who signed the report. If it were just
nobody.
ABO.
Okay. No, just ABO.
To me it doesn't matter. I mean, it's got to go back to the board that, or the group that reviewed us.
Right.
So we're covering all bases, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and I know. I mean, and it appeared that when I talked to Ashley, she always seemed that there was somebody else she had to go to. So I presumed, being a small agency that it is, it was probably the director. That's why I thought it was probably appropriate that whatever the final version of the report is, probably has to be approved by the director, so I thought that was
good. I'd actually just make a call, and if we can't reach them, marker is a carbon copy, and then they'll know that we're trying to get to everybody.
Okay, sounds good. All right.
I don't want to handle these last, the other items, though.
Well, you want to just start on the first page?
Yeah, let's do page one.
Page one, there's an insertion, so I just need the, both of you to, you know, if the secretary, I have no comments on any of this, because I've incorporated everybody's suggestions, so, do you want to include that insertion or not? And you both have to.
You know, my view on this one is that insertion information, because of the request for extension, I already provided to the ABO, and it would be duplicative of what I told them on the 10th, so I would say stick with the original language in your draft and take this on.
I think that this is our official response, regardless of what you may have communicated to them otherwise. This is our official response, and I think it should stay in.
How do we resolve it? We only have two members.
Well, that is a
thing. I think, you know, I
well, think. It, yeah, because actually, the you know, we don't vote. We do. Terry and I are ex officio, so we can comment. I can tell you my viewpoint is. I think it actually, in my view, and I've shared this, Commissioner Carney, with you and with Terry, but my view is let's just focus on us and moving forward. And to me, this is, to me, we don't need this. I'd just rather say, here's what we've done. It's like, it's a clean slate. May 3rd was a clean slate. You know, this, moving forward, this is what we've done.
Okay.
So my view is, let's keep it clean. That's my opinion.
All right.
So what
yeah,
would
leave,
you
leave it out then?
Leave it out.
Yeah, leave it out.
Commissioner Carney, what's your
That's
view?
That's fine.
Okay, so we're gonna All right, and then on page two, there was some language which I agree with. If we go to page two, the third paragraph. The original writing, Commissioner Carney had communicated to me that he felt like it was sounding like we wanted, the initial wording sounded like we were saying we're delaying things, and we're not delaying anything. So that we want to assure them that even though we're one commissioner short and we have to wait for the legislature to appoint someone, that, you know, the two of you are going to carry on doing the day-to-day, doing the business that that the board is supposed to do. So by eliminating that first, Commissioner Carney, does that properly address what your concern was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's solid. Yeah, let's keep it.
So that's okay?
Let's keep it, yeah.
Okay, so that's an okay. And then Commissioner Carney was basically saying that the structure of the original letter that was circulated, he wanted us to start the letter really in positive notes. Here's stuff you may not know, but here's what we've done in the very short time we've been here. So instead of burying it into, you know, other things, he wanted to lead with that. So, and Chairman Shedd, you wanted to give a little context to about the Buffalo Niagara Coalition on Open Government. That was the thing that their presentation in March, or no, their report in March, and then their presentation while you were still on the board in April, is really what motivated the new constituted board to take a lead in this. So I gave a little bit of an opening paragraph as to the coalition. That was based on kind of like a suggestion that you had, Commissioner Shad, and then led with what we've done to the website, which is what Commissioner Carney wanted. He wanted to move that up. So is there anything, is it too much? Is it anything you have a problem with any of those next two paragraphs that continue on to the third page?
No, I mean, I like the change. I mean, he moves the stuff off of page three and puts it up front. I think it's a good move on the information. I leave it the way it is here.
Yeah, if we do anything, I would simply add that we've reached out and we scheduled a meeting with the Buffalo Niagara Coalition in an effort to adopt their original recommendations.
Right. Do you want me to put something? Because then that would require us to do it. You know, we can talk about that at the exit interview, too.
Correct.
Okay.
You know, I'd leave it the way it is because we need, we have to schedule with them.
Yeah, we still. And there are other things we're going to be doing. Okay, so okay to that.
Page three going here.
The two paragraphs at the bottom of page two and going on to page three. All right. And that then brings us to that we wanted to show why Commissioner Simmet was here, that the three of you joined together and have already initiated took three items of business at your last meeting that really addresses the issue of governance, transparency, and management oversight. So I've now eliminated the paragraph that Commissioner Carney wanted to move up, leaving the three things, the three initiatives that we're moving forward on.
No, that's fine with me. And then we caught one typo later on.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yep.
All right, that's good. And we got.
Yeah. Yeah. You found a typo. That's right. Yeah, okay. And a spacing problem.
Okay.
Other than that, is this something?
It looks solid to me. I think we ought to go with it.
Okay. Good. Easier than I thought it was going to be. It's kind of hard to write a letter as part of a group. But I think we did a pretty...
No, I think it's a good job.
Yeah, I think our last meeting...
I think it's the right approach to basically say to the ABO, you know, we're going to do the things you want us to do and make sure they're done.
So we can get this out this morning. After the meeting, I'll get these changes. We'll mail it out. I'll call them to find out, you know, is there any problem addressing it to the director?
Was I mistaken? I thought they extended us to June 7th.
No,
first.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's the deadline.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
we had asked for more time.
Yeah, so we'll get this taken care of and get out today. Once I finalize it, I scan it, PDF it, do you want to post it on the website?
No.
You don't?
No. I don't think that our response should be on the website until the final report is on the website.
Well, I'm just going to tell you.
We're responding. What sense does it make to put a response up to something that you're not putting on the website?
Well, their draft document is confidential. Because it's a deliberative work process, so it's not subject to FOIA. It's deliberative. This, however, quite frankly, I say we should put it up because this is action that you're taking today. It is subject to FOIA. We wrote this in a way that protected their privilege, but at the same time, if someone was to ask for this, quite frankly, I think we have to give it because you have to take action on this. And it's written, I think, basically in a positive light that basically it's not revealing any more information than what anybody who's been sitting at these meetings have already learned or saw or could observe. And I think it shows the kind of transparency that we're hoping to show to everybody.
If we're going to call Ms. Parslow on the first item.
You want to ask if she would have a problem?
Let's ask the question.
Okay.
I mean, if their view is this is not, they don't view this as part of their deliberative process and therefore it is disclosable immediately.
Right.
Then I think I would be in favor of the website. If I'm uncertain, I'm going to want to hold it until we know.
Well,
so.
Okay, then maybe when we go to the full board, we can maybe say, condition upon no objections from the ABO. We will post it on our website, but if there's any objections to the ABO, we'll withhold it.
I stand by what I said. It makes no sense to put a response up when you don't have the report up. You put the cart before the horse.
Okay.
I'm not sure what we're doing.
Yeah, like now.
If someone wants to foil it, they can foil it. It says, Ray, response to operational report of the Erie County Water Authority.
Yeah.
So you're going to read this and say, okay, here's what they're responding to. What am I responding to?
Right.
So we don't have a final report, and obviously, as you, right. And I agree with you 100%, we can't release the draft report.
No.
So this is an internal response to a confidential draft.
Well, and that's where it is. It's not an internal response. It's because it goes outside of our agency. And because we're communicating with another state agency, and you have to take action. One thing the report did say is that they expected that we were going to discuss our response. The commissioners were going to openly discuss that response. And as they know, they have to know it, that you could have only done that in an open setting. You guys can't have private conversations on how to respond to a state agency. So I'm just saying that I think, and like I said, I don't really care, but I don't think there's nothing in this report that reveals anything about their report. It basically
I think, is we have only two commissioners. We can't resolve this if we have a disagreement.
Okay.
And I'm conservative on these things.
Okay.
When in doubt, take the conservative approach. So let's take the conservative approach. We have another meeting in 2 weeks. This may go up on the website then, depending upon what happens with...
All right, want me to then ask them about what they're doing?
You can ask and see what they say, and then report to us in the next meeting. We'll
at the next meeting, okay.
You know, I think that's the way to do it.
Okay.
That's the prudent way to do it.
Okay.
All right, now, do we need a motion to recommend this to the full board, or can we... I don't know that we do.
All you do is if you both have to say that you recommend the sending of this letter today.
Yeah.
And
I'll move that we adopt the May 31st response to the ABO review of the Erie County Water Authority for approval by the general board.
Mm-hmm.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we'll recommend.
I'll move to adjourn.
Well, there was one more item. I'm sorry about that. There is one more item that I mentioned to the chairman before the meeting. I want to be given permission to contact Bob Friedman to see if he would be willing to come to Buffalo. You know, as we undoubtedly have already seen, there's a challenge when you have a three-person board, which only takes two people to do a quorum. And, you know, I've talked this with people how ridiculous, well, it's ridiculous in that two people can't get together just to brainstorm before they make a decision. But that is the truth of the matter. But I was thinking that we probably should ask Bob, and it's been recommended to us that we bring Bob Friedman in and sit down with him. He's a great guy. I'd like to reach out to him to see if he would be willing to come to meet with us here in Buffalo and sit down. Maybe we can coordinate it with the coalition or something else and other things he's doing, but it would be nice to have a sit down with him, and maybe at a stage when we are moving forward the governance committee on our 4-0 policy, get his input.
Just
to see his availability.
Who's Bob Friedman and why are we inviting him?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's the head of the Estates Committee on Open Government. He's a great guy. He's an expert when it comes to everybody and his brother calls him.
Institutionally, he's been around forever on this.
Right.
I make the contact. Let's see what it would take to get him here. I think I was item 11 on the recommendations.
Yeah.
To me, it's an easy lift. I've been to a bunch of his presentations on this stuff. So
yeah, he's very accessible. He's a great guy. I think he takes calls from anybody, public officials, members of the media, members of the public. We'll pick up the phone and he'll talk to him. He's great. He's an expert when it comes to, you know, he's the agency that oversees and he monitors everything about litigation about FOIA and open meetings. So I think when we're looking to amend our policies on that, once we get a draft, it'd be nice to have him come and talk to us. You know, tell us what he knows to be the best practices in the state.
All right. I have no objection to getting his input on the new FOIL rules.
Okay.
Whether or not I have to physically meet with him is up in the air, but
okay.
You know.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. Right.
Make the call.
Now,
okay.
Move to adjourn.
Second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.